Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A cybersecurity firm says Alaska was targeted by hackers using computers in China. The company, called Recorded Future, documented repeated attempts to connect to several networks in Alaska before and after the state sent a trade delegation to China in May. According to the report, the scanning activity spiked when Governor Bill Walker announced the visit to China in March and again just after the delegation left the country. The data shows that Alaska Communications Systems Group, or ACS, and Alaska Power and Telephone Company were targeted, in addition to the state's Department of Natural Resources. There's evidence that the scanning came from internet connections registered to Tsinghua University in Beijing. An Anchorage man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the January 2017 Florida airport shooting that left five people dead and six people wounded. A judge imposed the sentence today upon 28-year-old Esteban Santiago, who pled guilty in May to 11 charges in a plea deal in which prosecutors agreed not to seek the death penalty. Santiago admitted he opened fire with a handgun in a baggage area at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida. An Iraq war veteran, Santiago is diagnosed as a schizophrenic but was found competent to understand legal proceedings. Santiago initially told the FBI after the shooting that he was under government mind control and then switched to unfounded claims that he acted in support of the Islamic State extremist group. A grand jury has indicted two people suspected of causing a fire that killed three people and injured others in an Anchorage apartment complex last year. 29-year-old Carly Fox and 30-year-old Andrew Ignati were indicted on counts of second-degree murder, manslaughter, felony assault, and arson. They're also charged with assault on an unborn child, conspiracy, evidence tampering, and failure to control a dangerous fire. They're charged in the February 2017 fire that burned the Royal Suite Lodge, which displaced dozens of people. Prosecutors say Fox eluded police after crashing her vehicle while intoxicated. Prosecutors say Nadi drove the car to a carport under the apartment complex and then started a fire in the car in order to destroy evidence. Fox is currently in custody. Police are still looking for Ignati. And popular Fairbanks singer, musician, and actress Sarah Mitchell has died, the victim of what's being investigated as a suicide. Fairbanks police say Mitchell's body was found yesterday in a snow dump in the Hamilton Acres neighborhood. Mitchell's mother had reported her missing the previous night after dropping her off for work at the Pioneer Park Palace Theater, where she was a performer. Police say the cause of death was a gunshot wound. Mitchell's Facebook page says she was to begin a graduate program in drama therapy at New York University later on this month. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a chance of rain for today, partly cloudy skies for tonight, and partly sunny skies for tomorrow with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.